Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone. Welcome to Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. We are getting ready to do an amazing, amazing interview. And the interviews that we've done so far have been absolutely fantastic. But before we go into all of that, I have to introduce my co-host because, you know, she's just the best. So I'm just being silly today, right? You know, without further ado, Vanessa Canterbury, where art thou?
Oh, I'm here. I'm excited. You know, dynamic duo, this is what we have to do, you know.
You know, see? Oh, Lord, she's heard it all. She's been the host and the co-hostess with the mostest. She is the lovely Vanessa Canterbury. She is all the things. Whatever I come up with, she roll with it. You know, let's just give her a hand clap for appreciation. Clap, clap.
I appreciate you, too.
You know. Well, we have fun here on the Motivate Social Podcast because we bring you serious topics and we bring you information that is going to change the world, but we also want to bring you information in a way that you understand it and you fully resonate with it. Isn't that right, Vanessa?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are all about changing, so we have to be able to give them something to keep them up to date and to be able to instill something in them to keep them on their toes.
I agree. And the person you're getting ready to hear from is part of the Empowerpreneurs Anthology, and their chapter is You Matter, okay? And because of that, I think that this person is going to be a powerhouse and she's going to set us on fire, okay? So without further ado, I need to introduce to you De'Adrian Pickett. De'Adrian, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I am well. Thanks for this opportunity and this platform. I'm very privileged.
Oh, well, thank you. We're honored to have you here as well. And without further ado, we need to ask you the question to get us started tonight. Why did you decide that you need to be a part of the Empowerpreneurs Anthology?
You know, sometimes you don't know how to explain things. It's like it was meant to be. And even though I didn't see a way of financing it or really, it was just like an unction, like something was calling my name. That I needed to be there and I needed to share this story that you matter, no matter what position you're in, or it can still be done. Hello?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about right there. I also, what caught my attention first was when you said you didn't know how you was going to finance it. Oftentimes we look at our bank account to determine the possibilities, and we just, instead of just taking a leap of faith and just going after what is calling us, right? And so I'm glad that you did take that leap of faith, and you did not allow, you know, the financial situation to be able to say, you know what, it's not your time. Because if we ever if we keep looking at a dollar amount or and labeling our gifts, our purpose, our placement in this world, a lot of us would not be able to be seen, to be able to help somebody else, to be able to share their story. And you push past all of that. That right there alone, that caught my attention, and I'm glad that you said that. What made you say in your chapter, or call your chapter, You Matter?
Well, that is something that I have always had a tagline, that you matter. It started off as My Life Matter, and it still is. It's a ministry that I started years ago, on my own. And then my church let me, do it there, where I used to bus in teenage kids from 7 to 18, and we did arts and crafts, and I wanted them to know, as well as single parents, because I talk with them also, that no matter what you go through, you matter. Some things are in our power control and some things are not. And, you know, I want them to know that, you know, there's people that will label you, but you don't have to accept it.
That, okay, you ready to drop the hammer in the first beginning. I hear you. Let's do it. All right. Just because they label you doesn't mean you have to accept it. Right. That goes, I love a good perception. I love a good perception because what they think and what you think are two different things.
Right.
What do you, and which one matters? The one, the perception that you feel about yourself, because at the end of the day, you have to wake up with yourself and you're going to die with yourself.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, people think just because they have to live in this world and they have to hear all this, you know, I know for a fact that people can tune that stuff out. I have an auntie that does it every day, tunes everything out. So I know that it is possible. So now when you are talking to somebody, because I know you've had this experience, Miss Deidre, you don't know what you're talking about. I got to claim that label because if I want to be liked, if I want to be accepted, I got to claim that label. What do you say to that person?
You know what? I talk to a lot of, I don't know why I did this because I said I didn't want to work with teenagers or kids or whatever. But but I always thought that I would work with single parents because I have always been a single parent. And so my thing is you allow what you accept, and we got to learn how to take responsibility for the part that we play in it. Because like I said, some things are out of our power control and some things are in our power control, but we always have control of what, how we react and respond to something. Now, when I was younger, I didn't feel like I had enough power. So I went along with what I seen, even though my heart yearned for something else. When I talk to people and I tell people about some of my past, they were like, no, not you, Miss Deidrean. I'm like, I ain't always been saved. And I'm not always there now. I have ups and downs. I put one leg on it at a time as everybody else. People look at me and said, you're always smiling. And do you ever get mad? I said, I do. And most people don't want to see it because Jesus don't save your life. So I really look at it as having conversations with people instead of counseling with people. I want them to feel like they're safe and that, you know what, I may not go through what you're going through, but I've been through something similar to what you've been through. And I can give you my advice, but it's up to you to take it. See, because everything begins and ends with you. And you have to determine, this is my journey and it's personal. What do I want?
Okay, then. All right, then. Tell me how you really feel. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Give it a perspective. Okay, let's rewind a little bit. When you said that it begins and ends with you, that's powerful, okay? Because oftentimes we will wait for somebody else to be able to give us the power and to be able to give us the okay to be able to move forward. Mm-hmm. Instead of us taking, wait a minute, this is my life, my decision. I should be able to do this type of mentality. How did you get to that place of just saying, you know what, I know I've been muted for so long, but now I found my voice and I understand my power and I'm going to use my power to the best of my ability. And I will no longer allow myself to go back to that place where I was muted. When did you get to the place of taking the unmute button off?
So you want the truth. I'm still growing through it because it's not just a one-time thing. It's a daily thing, because you may be feeling good about yourself 1 minute, and then you look like, oh, Lord Jesus, how did I get here again? Or why am I here again? Growing up, like I said, I wish somebody would have told me that my parents only can give me what they have. And then I wish I would have understood the power of other people, because even in the book, I talk about the seed, and that's part of the seed. My mom gave me what she has, she had grown up. I may not have liked it, but now looking at it, she gave me, if I stop looking at the negative aspect of how I felt and look at all the positive she gave me, the creativity that I sat under, and stop focusing on the negative, we can keep growing forward and keep becoming who we're called to be. And so, you know, even before, like they said, the Bible said, you know, God knew me before my womb. He put something on the inside of me. And we may not like where the position or stuff that we're in, but there's always lessons to learn along the way. Growing up, even though my mom didn't have, you know, the ability to some things, he always sent somebody else to drop seeds in me. So we have to also look at the people that he bring alongside of us, that instill something on the inside of us that keep us growing forward.
That was a great example of selflessness. Turning self, you know, when we are children, we think about self. Most little children do. You know, they want to have what the little kids have, and they want to do what the little kids do because they don't want to be left, you know, FOMO. And now, as an adult, you can now see that even with the big stuff or the small stuff, you can become great. So I love that piece. I love that aspect. So now that you have this book out, coming out, now that you are ready to tell your story, all these things, what do you want to do with this platform? Where's that next level?
Okay, so right now, I'm growing through something. I'm in my healing season. I'm in rehab. You know, I failed 2 years ago, and it's taken this long to get it together. So, but, you know, sometimes when life happens to us and something changed, if we have a shift and we never expected it, but what we're going to do in that shift? You know, we can sit back and say, woe is me, and wallow in it. Or you can look at opportunities like, how can I grow from this and help somebody else? You know, first I have to help me because I matter. So I'm taking the time to heal, taking my time to prepare for opportunity that does not exist yet. And then going at the opportunity that presents itself faithfully, on purposely, and unapologetically. And so I'm preparing for an opportunity right now for whatever God wants me to do. I'm learning what I need to learn. I'm taking out the negativity, the stuff that you know, when people rub you the wrong way, because iron sharpens iron, you know, you're like, what is in them that's in me that I don't like? And so let me work on me in this season. So when God, or, you know, if whatever, if somebody serve or higher power move a person to their next level, they're outpouring positive, the positive and the change instead of bitterness and hurt.
That's that right there, the bitterness and the hurt. Yeah, I'm loving this. Yeah, you got my attention, because I'm all about this here. Of people understanding that everybody have a position in this world, Understanding that there's no competition, understanding that you do matter, understanding that there's purpose, we all have one, and that we all gonna go through some things. You know, we just the growing stages is painful in itself. But once you get past and overcome the growing stages, just to be able to share that with somebody else, to let them know that it's possible, that's an amazing thing, right?
Yes.
What's one of the things that you would like for someone to take away from your chapter in You Matter?
You know, every night, my one thing is that everybody's not going to be a part of your next level, but you will always be a part of your next level. You matter. This is about you, your purpose, your destiny, your growth, what legacy that you want to leave behind, what you want to share with somebody else. Because, you know, in the Bible said, when you go to another level, help your brother. How you want to help them? You ain't got to give them no money. You ain't got to always motivate them. But they can see your life as a motivation. And then, you know what? When they start doing what they need to do and you stop playing God in their life and allow them to grow up and allow them to move forward without and depend on them and let them know that everything begins and ends with you, baby. This is your time, your season. What do you want to do with it?
That's a good point. That's a good point. What do you want to do with this season? You know, like you said, situations happen in life. You know, you can cry about it. You can sit on it. You can let the situation do you, or you can work the situation. And I believe that your chapter, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, your chapter is saying even though roadblocks and things happen, you got to learn how to work the situation. Don't let the situation work you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so many people out there that's letting the situation work you. Whether it's, oh, I have children, so I can't do nothing until they are gone. Or, I'm this or I'm that. I can't do nothing until that's over with. Or, oh, I don't have this or I don't have that, so I can't do nothing until I get that fixed. What do you say to that person? What do you say to that person that is saying, I'm waiting on a roadblock to move or a person to move before I can move, before I can be the person I'm supposed to be? What do you say to that person?
You know, the most powerful thing that we have is the power of choice. You can wait on somebody. I mean, because when I had my counseling business, reinventing yourself, I taught on the six stages of change. And my thing is that with you can choose to change or you don't. You can wait on somebody or you won't. This is your journal and it's personal. You get to decide. You get to decide the life that you want. You want to wait on somebody? Fine. You want to sit still? Blame mama, blame daddy, you know? Yeah, go ahead. The white man holding the line. I said, my nephew used to say that all the time. I said, well, let me meet this white man so I can know why he got this much power and how can I get it. And so it's a power of choice. Whatever you choose to decide is the life that you want and have. You have to determine within yourself, this is not the life I want. This is the life that I want. What will I do to get it? It's a power of choice.
Power of choice. I agree. Totally agree. I would like for you to be able to take a moment out to let the audience know what's next for you. Now the book is coming out. What's next for you?
Well, you know what? And like I said, I'm in rehab right now, and it's not really my intent to, it's preparing. connecting to wherever God wants to take me, being open and free to whatever God wants to take me. I have a book that I had wrote years ago, and I just put it on in a journal that's on Amazon, because, you know, sometimes we want to do stuff, but we're scared. And some things we just got to jump out and do and see where God takes it. And so right now, why I'm still healing, because I have probably a few more surgeries and stuff like that, is it won't, I want people to understand, just because you have limitations and disabilities, you can't prepare for what God has for you. So you're ready when he releases you.
And so can you give us, you know, where they can find you now, where they can buy the book from you, you know, all those things when that book does come out. And, you know, where can we get a little piece of De'Adrian Pickett?
Well, I'm De'Adrian Pickett on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I think Facebook have De'Adrian as De'AdrienE, but I think every place else is just D'Adrienne Pickett, Pickett. So you just find me everywhere, De'Adrian. like I said, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And I think your book, the book will be on Amazon. My book is on Amazon. And you type up De'Adrienne, or D'Adrienne, it'll come up. As well as, I think you can purchase it through PayPal when the book comes out. So that, I'm still learning to see how everything is gonna work out and play out. And as I learn more information, I'm freely share on my other platforms.
Yeah, you'll be able to they'll be able to connect with you, and we'll show you how to be able to set up your PayPal. So don't worry about that. We'll take
care. Okay.
I want you to be able to give the audience something that will carry them out. So when they hear your message, and even though you have a temporary situation going on, it's not permanent, and you're still making moves. What would those encouraging words be for a person who is in this similar situation, and they can't find their way to get to a place to just say, you know what, I'm going to press play anyway?
You know, one day at a time. We will always have good days, and we'll always have bad days, but we get to decide what we want to do with it. We can take the positive or we can take the negative, but always, even in the negative, look for the positive. What one thing will keep you growing and keep you motivated? You know, sometimes, like in this position, I see death all around me. But I say to myself, I am a walking, talking miracle. I'm getting out of here. So you have to make declarations on yourself. See it for yourself before somebody else see it for you. So everything begins and ends with you.
Everything begins and ends with you. Thank you so much, De'Adrian, for being on tonight. I mean, this has been a wonderful and enlightening interview. We appreciate you so much.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it too.
Yes, and thank you everyone for listening to this podcast. I know that you got some great information. Please reach out to De'Adrian. Tell her what you thought about the interview. Reach out to us. Tell us what you thought about the interview. You can find us on all social media handles at Changing Minds Online, or on Twitter at Change Minds Online without the E. We look forward to hearing more, and we look forward to bringing you more great information like we did tonight. And with that being said, everyone, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.